With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Border arrest dropping in July after asylum restrictions took hold. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Federal authorities say arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico plummeted 33% in July to the lowest level since September 2020, a result of asylum being temporarily suspended. The Border Patrol made 56,408 arrests last month, down from 83,536 arrests in June, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, its parent agency. Asylum was halted at the border June 5th because arrests for illegal crossing topped a threshold of 2,500 a day, though a lack of deportation flights prevents authorities from turning away everyone. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President Kamala Harris promoting a broad set of economic proposals. It would offer new tax breaks and lower the cost of living for some Americans. At least that's what she claims, but experts, well, they beg to differ.
Take the housing plans, for example. Increasing demand for housing by providing buyers with these subsidies is only going to increase prices.
Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni. He tells the Salem Radio Network Harris appears to be appealing to her base when it comes to tax cuts.
The only people who would actually see a tax reduction if they allowed the Trump tax reform to expire, would be very wealthy individuals, high income earners in high tax states.
They are battening down the hatches now in Bermuda. Hurricane Ernesto drawing a bead on that tiny country as officials have opened shelters and closed government offices. Category 2 storm has maximum sustained winds of about 100 miles per hour. Forecasters say the large eye will be very near Bermuda Saturday morning. This is SRN News. Another controversy for Facebook.
Richard Dawkins is a prominent British atheist, but he's also a scientist and does not accept transgenderism. He recently pointed out how transgenderism violates the rules of science, and his Facebook account was abruptly suspended. He says Facebook never gave him a reason for the 11-day suspension, but he believes it was because of his transgender statements. Facebook later blamed the suspension on ill-defined technical difficulties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court ruling minors do not need their parents' permission to get an abortion in the state. Unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. Ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion will be on the Montana ballot in November. This is SRN News. World Health Organization says it fears the discovery of a new monkeypox strain outside Africa will lead wealthy countries to hang on to their vaccine stockpiles. BBC correspondent Imogene Folks.
Later today, we're expecting them to issue recommendations for countries to deal with this health emergency of international concern. But we did hear from the Red Cross this morning, and one of the things they are emphasizing is for countries in Europe, be happy that Sweden was so quick to identify this case and tell us all about it. And the other thing is, be generous. It's the wealthy countries that have the stockpiles of vaccine. This is not COVID. We know what this disease is. We have a vaccine, we have treatments. Don't make the mistake of COVID and stockpile vaccines that you then have to destroy when you could have shared them to countries that need them.
More details at srnnews.com.